know, when you find yourself in the thick of it, it's really beautiful to realize some incredible things. The first is that there is a magic, and between you and the magic of life is emotion. Your mind controls emotion, and this totally depends on your thinking. It's a self-responsibility and an accountability. Thinking dictates emotion. It's not only what you think that's important, but how you think, because how you think causes emotions. Healing, love, success, truth, and leadership, all these require zero emotions. And there's no free lunch. If you can't manage your emotions, you can't manage your life. So today, here in this podcast and in this video, we're going to talk about the universal laws of nature and how to apply them to thinking and emotion. Life is precarious. It's like a drop of water sitting on a leaf on a windy day. And sometimes things change. Sometimes things happen we don't expect. And it's so precarious that a single thought can change our entire life. I've worked with people in Canada who take their lives, or I've worked with them after they attempted to take their life, on a single thought. I've seen people who suffered a lifetime of grief, never letting go of a loved one who passed away or left. And I've seen people achieve great success simply by being able to balance that very, very delicate bubble on a leaf on a windy day. What I would like to share with you here is the science of the balance of that leaf and the balance of the bubble on the leaf throughout your lifetime. Now, as a leader, people expect you to be this bubble on a leaf. The wind can blow and move around, but you must not lose your balance. In a relationship, if you start wobbling and the leaf starts moving and you drip off the leaf, your partner will change their attitude towards you. If you are challenged, you need to know how to hold on and how to get through that challenge. So life is it all derives from a universe. And what we know is that when we get into our thinking, we get stuck in our own head. We say the word I. And I separates us from this magnificent story of the universe, and therefore separates us from nature. And what I'm going to share with you here is the thinking of nature, how nature thinks, how you would think if you, let's say, lived completely remotely on a farm and fend for yourself, or you lived on Mars. It would be the same. So there are universal laws. It's what makes the universe go round. And we're going to share those universal laws and apply them to everyday thinking. That's a big stretch, I know. What you're looking at now is trillions and trillions of stars, which is just one Milky Way. And what I'm saying, which is hard to understand, is that every single star surrounded by planets runs by the same laws of nature. And that is a way to think. I'm not a believer in meditation or sitting quietly. I'm a believer in action, in movement. So sometimes you're bouncing along, you're enjoying your life, and all of a sudden, bang, someone burst your balloon. Now, depression and sadness, it comes from the same thing. It comes from the root of wanting to be somebody else. And so we're going to actually move you through that. We're also going to talk about things like abundance, where you're going to realize that although you may see something out of balance locally, it's not out of balance globally. We're going to talk about the very heartbeat that goes on inside you. You know that your thinking controls your heartbeat, that you can change your heartbeat by changing your thoughts. And this is what monks do and priests do and musicians do and what have you. You also know that anger and rage and disappointment and frustration can blow your health completely out of your body and turn your life into a complete smoldering mess. So we know anger and fury and rage and all these things simply come from a thought. So depression And its friends, like sadness and anger and all these other things, come from wanting to be somebody else, thinking that what you've got, your circumstances, your grief, your disappointments are unique to you. And that sets up a cellular reaction inside your body, which is called a thought. And that thought sets up electricity, which sends out nervous impulses, and those nervous impulses become your body. I'm interested in helping you win, helping you be a champion in life, not just as a champion in an Olympic sense, but a champion parent, a champion partner, and a champion version of yourself. Once again, we're going to look from the moon and we're going to look back at the earth and see how nature's universal laws can change the way you think, can change the world around you, and definitely, definitely, without any shadow of doubt, transform your health and well-being. What's coming up is a video that shows you how to fill out a discard form, but just to go through it quickly. Column one are the traits. Column two, everybody has every trait. Column three, there's two sides to everything. You'll see the balance. Column four, the same as column three. We move on to column five. There are those who see this person in the opposite. What we're doing is we're counterbalancing, seeing the whole individual. Column six, the initials of those who did the opposite. And column seven, it's a powerful thing to say, if I can see the benefit of the opposite thing that I'm recognizing in someone, I am in the driver's seat. That's side A. Then we go on to side B. It's identical, except it's the flip. We're looking at the negatives. We're looking for where we have those qualities. In other words, exactly the same as side A. We go through looking for the balance. We go through looking for who has the opposite trait. And finally, we get back in the driver's seat. So let's see in detail.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. And there is a deck available for you which describes the perfect way to do a discard, and it takes you through these steps, and that is already available on the blog. But this video today is about how to fill out and do the discard process. So we're going to get right into it. You'll start with a page in the process called Most Admired Qualities, Most Despised. I'm assuming you've chosen someone to do this on. I've picked a fictitious person to make it much easier for us all. So I'm going to fill out these columns as quickly as I can. So we'll fill out the first column, Most Admired Qualities. And this is, as I said, a fictitious person. Then we'll go to the Most Despised Qualities. And you've got to check as to whether these are in balance or not. It doesn't matter. You just go down the list and find the ratio of good news to bad news. For this example, I've used an equal balance. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to go back over these and look at the five top priorities in terms of the positives and five top priorities in terms of the negatives, things that push your buttons the most. We'll take those further into the form and fill out the positives in columns one and the negatives in column eight. Now, you notice there that I've actually changed one of the negatives because the word liar was important to me in the negatives. I then go to column nine and fill out where I have done it. Who believes, and the text for that is in the column nine heading. I go to column 10 and put the initials of how this action is a benefit to me. And how being around someone lazy has helped me. And I go on and fill that right to the very end. Now, what you can see here is I've filled this form out all the way across. I've used lots of initials wherever it's asked me to. And now I've come to the final part of the form, which is column 14, which is to work out if this process was acting out the opposite, what would be, in this case, the drawback. So I'm just making footnotes to myself, which leads me now to the second part of the form, which is I go back and fill out the side A. Now you can do side A first or side A second, doesn't matter. So I've found out where I've done it. I've found out the drawbacks if they operated in the way. I've seen the different ways that this process takes me through, and now I come to the benefits. At the end of it all, I'll write myself or I write to them a letter. Thank you for etc. And finally, these signs of completion. You need three of them, not all of them, just three of them. And with three of these signs, you know that you've reduced your brain noise, you've got your act together, you're not carrying conflict internally, and you're ready to move forward. So we've come to the end of the discard process. I've taken this process across the planet. I've delivered it in workshops throughout Canada, the US, New Zealand, Europe, Australia. I can honestly say that this discard process is probably the most important thing you can learn from me. What it does, it reduces internal conflict. And internal conflict happens when there's an event that takes place, which is an interaction with a human being, an argument or a fight or a conflict or a disappointment, a hurt, or even a victory. And you ruminate on that after the event. So the person has left the building, Elvis is gone, but the memory of that event is still circulating inside your head. Now, if the memory of that event is still circulating inside your head with anything but gratitude, what it's doing is dictating the course of your life. Now, what you judge your breed, attract, or become, we know that, or what you aspire to be if you're trying to chase a rainbow and be like somebody else, that will change the course of things. If you come to an event in your life, even a recent one, and you say to yourself, well, that'll teach me not to, you've just changed direction. You've changed direction because that'll teach me not to is actually not why events happen. They don't happen to teach you not to or to do. Events happen, and in every event, there's a balance. And what we often do is say, I don't want that event to happen again, therefore I will not do X, Y, Z. And this is a very big failing in the understanding of human development. Things happen and we judge them to be good or bad, but everything that happens has a right and a wrong, has a good and a bad, has a pleasure and a pain. And until we actually can see the both sides and be with thanks, we will be trying not to, if it was painful, we'll be trying not to have it happen again. Say, well, I'll never trust people again, or I'll never do that again, or I'll always do this in the future. And when you hear you say those words, you have an internal conflict that is going to change the course of mighty rivers. It is seriously going to bend steel in your bare hands. It's going to enable you to jump over tall buildings and end up right where you are right now. It's going to waste your life. So I encourage you with all my heart to take this piece of the jigsaw puzzle of life, and that is to relieve yourself of internal conflict. Grab a pencil, not an Apple pen, grab a pencil and a piece of paper and scribble out some thoughts. Now, I've done this video today quite fast. I've deliberately not tried to make it an education of what is the benefit of and what's the drawback of. I think some of these things are conspicuously obvious. But when you do this with me, when you do it in a coaching session, what you'll find is that it's an exploration. It's an adventure into things you don't already understand. And it will leave you in a state of wonder. And that's where the motto of Inner Wealth comes from, to wonder and explore. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.